USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of National Guard troops from several states had deployed to the U.S. Capitol to protect Wednesday's inauguration. After zero incidents of unrest, lawmakers kicked the guardsmen out of the Capitol building and moved them to their parking garage when on break. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say this move was outrageous. The National Guard confirms the troops are out of the garage and will take their breaks near Emancipation Hall going forward. President Biden eliminated 52,000 American Union jobs on day one in office. Republicans from Alaska to Washington have already called the Biden administration's agenda into question. The lost jobs were from executive orders eliminating the Keystone XL pipeline and rejoining the very expensive Paris Climate Accord. SpaceX and Tesla leader Elon Musk says he plans to donate $100 million towards a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Musk made the announcement Thursday on Twitter and said the details will come next week. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Let's get a vaccine update with USA Radio News, Dan Araki.
The nation's top disease expert says the U.S. is just weeks away from possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that data could come within a week or so.
They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. And obviously they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What happened to the $1.9 trillion relief package President Biden introduced last week? Let's get an update with USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Yeah, Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder. And I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's final playoff games before the Super Bowl will be played Sunday. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Then Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Wednesday had good things to say about the Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
He deserves coach of the year, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.